You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's no secret Trump spilled some highly classified beans last week during his meeting in the White House with the Russian foreign minister. The story so far has been that Trump discussed highly classified information about an Islamic State plot that had been given to the US by an intelligence partner. Trump has defended his decision to talk about the top secret intel with Russia in a series of tweets, saying that as president, he has an absolute right to be able to share with Russia facts pertaining to terrorism and airline flight safety. On a surface level, this seems to contradict top White House officials, who have called the story false in statements made earlier this week. But what actually went down? Has Trump really contradicted the White House, or do we need to look a little bit closer at the words they used in their statements? And most importantly, what is the significance of this revelation for US national security and Trump himself? Well, folks, strap yourselves in, because for the next few minutes I'm going to be breaking down the nuts and bolts of the situation for you over a lovely bed of traditional Russian music I found on the internet. On the 10th of May, Trump had a meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. During this meeting in the Oval Office, Trump disclosed top secret information to Lavrov about an ISIS plot related to the use of laptops on planes. Now, the intel came from a key US intelligence partner, which, according to the New York Times, is Israel. Not only had Israel not given permission for the information to be shared, but it also taps into wider international political complexities too. You see, Israeli spies have been concerned for months that information relayed to the Trump administration might find its way to Russia, who, of course, are bedfellows with Israel's biggest enemy, Iran. Many are now saying that Trump's disclosure has jeopardized a critical source of intelligence on the Islamic State and has dangerous ramifications for the future of national security and the US's relationships with its intelligence partners. Where it gets even more complicated is with how the White House's comments fit in. They've said that Trump only discussed shared concerns about terrorism in the meeting, and that at no time were any intelligence sources or methods discussed. The key words here are sources and methods. What this means is that they're saying Trump didn't directly tell the Russians where the intelligence came from or by what method it was collected. But if you consider these comments more carefully, they don't actually address the claims made in the original Washington Post story and subsequently other news outlets. The initial story never actually said Trump directly disclosed this information. Instead, they said the president revealed enough classified material so that the Russians would then be able to figure out the sources and methods by themselves. So in fact, no White House official was actually denied Trump's breach outlined in the original story. They've just constructed their own version of what the media are saying and then tried to shoot that down instead. Did anyone say alternative facts? Anyway, now we've got that out of the way, let's talk about what this actually means for Trump himself. Was this a major breach on his behalf? Did he break the law by doing this? It turns out, no. He was within his legal rights to mention the information. In fact, he's within his legal rights to declassify any information that he wants to, because the whole system of classified information in the States works under his authority. But regardless of this, the big problem with what went down is about how the current president of the United States is willing to disclose information that threatens the country's national security interests. The logic behind his move is questionable and impulsive, and it doesn't do much in his favor to instill the public's faith in his ability to lead the country for the next 4 years. Now, there is the possibility of impeachment for a mistake like this, but it's not looking like that's a likely prospect. The Republican-controlled Congress doesn't appear to be racing to make this happen anytime soon. So it seems Trump will stay in his position as president for now, with many saying there's a very high risk of this sort of thing happening again in the future. Although intelligence officials might be less inclined to disclose top secret information to him, he can't be kept in the dark about everything, because he's still, you know, the president. Reporting for BFM News, I'm Shamina Smith.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.